Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 982.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, 8th day of September. My man, Sam, can't drive 55. I'm sure right before. Listen, we got just another great weekend of sports in this city, and I wish we had a chance to, you know, hook up with Dustin and spend some time with him. I don't know, you know, what his week like, race week. But anyway, welcome. Good morning. Dustin Long, NBC, here for race weekend in Atlanta. How's your week, buddy?
Hey, doing well. Ready for race day later this afternoon at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Looking forward to it. And like you said, busy day here in Atlanta.
Of course, the start of the postseason. Thoughts about what we've seen so far leading up to this? Because now we're getting ready to start this race, the true race for the championship. How would you sum up what we've seen so far leading up to this?
Chaos. It's been chaos the last couple of weeks. I mean, you look at what's happened in the sport. I mean, you know, look, if you like Cinderella and you like the upset story, then this is the sport for you, at least right now. I mean, holy cow. You know, you look at last week, Chase Briscoe winning the Southern 500. He's not going to make the playoffs unless he wins. That's a win and you're in. So, you know, if you want to compare it to college basketball, maybe that's a 14 beating a 3 or something like that in the first round of the tournament. That type of surprise. Now, he ran really well in that race and certainly deserved to win that race. So, but, you know, with the way the season had gone, and again, he's with the team Stuart Haas Racing that is closing its doors after the season. So, you know, it's a victory for that organization in this season, and something for over 300 employees to kind of feel good about as they're looking for work for next year. And then even the week before that at Daytona, you had Harrison Burton, who was last in the points among all the drivers who run all the races, and he won at Daytona to make his way into the playoffs. And so I would equate that to a 16 beating a 1. So, you know, you talk about March Madness, and you know, I think for some teams that thought they were going to make the playoffs, I think it's become almost like September sadness for them that didn't make it the way this thing has gone. So going into Atlanta, who knows what's going to happen? I think that's going to make it so much fun today. Is this is part of a rigorous three-race round, opening round of the playoffs that could have so many twists and turns. And I'm really looking forward to this round, I think, more than any other year, because there's just so much uncertainty. And look, can we have the chaos continue, or will the top drivers, the top dogs, retain, can take back control and move their way through the playoffs? And look, the way Atlanta racing is, with that tight racing, that speedway style, drafting style, the cars are close together. Hey, if something happens at the front, it could take out a lot of cars. Remember in February here, yep, lap two, there was a 16 car crash. And I want to say that like 7 of the cars that went on to make the playoffs were involved in that incident in one form or fashion. So if you had something like that happen today, oh my goodness, you know, everything's getting turned upside down. So this will be a fun race to watch this afternoon at 3 p.m. Eastern on USA Network.
Look at that. Dustin Long joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. All right, before we get into what we expect to happen moving forward, and you just used the term, just a crazy week, I want to go back to one thing that landed on my lap this last week, and I want you to explain the significance of it, because anything having to do with Michael Jordan, I want to see what's going on. His team skips this deadline to sign a charter deal, yeah, says that they didn't get a chance to bargain fairly. What's the significance of that, and what does that mean that they did not sign, for those of us who don't know?
Yeah, I mean, NASCAR has these things that they're called charters, and they've had it for a number of years here since, I want to say, 2015 or so. And basically what it is it guarantees you that you've got entry in the race, that you're going to start a race. And then there's all these different payment plans with this charter. So like if we're going to create Sam and Greg and Dustin Racing, we're not going to have a charter, but we can still go race, and there's 4 open spots left in each race. We can get one of those spots. But if we're in the race, we're not going to get all the money that all these charter teams are going to get, because they're going to get money for being in the race. They're going to get money based on where they finish in the race. They're going to get money for where they finish the season in the owner's points. And they're going to get this historical amount of revenue based off what they've done in the owner standings the last 3 years. And so that deal is goes up after the season. NASCAR has been negotiating with the teams and tying it into the next media rights deal, which goes from 2025 to 2031. And all the teams but Jordan's 2311 racing team and another team did not sign by the deadline midnight Friday. So what happens from that point on, we'll wait to see what happens. But for today, they're racing in Atlanta. Michael Jordan's car, the 45 of Tyler Reddick, was the regular season champion. He's racing to keep advancing in the playoffs. And their other car, Bubba Wallace, is not in the playoffs, but racing today looking for a win. And, you know, one thing that this affects, you know, in one sense is Bubba Wallace, is that his contract is up after the season. The team said they're going to sign him and keep him, but they can't get everything completed until all the charter stuff is done. So Bubba's contract extension is waiting through all of this, too. So that's kind of another element. But basically, that's for down the road. Today they're on the track.
Yep, on the road. And that's something to watch. That's a new wrinkle with NASCAR. And when I heard that this week, I said, okay, here comes some little changes or something that could be a little bit different. We're going to watch and see what happens with that. Once the green flag drops later today, who are you watching for? You're watching for Kyle Larson. Joey Logano knows how to win on this track. A couple of guys I think bear watching today.
I'm watching everybody, and I just don't know what's going to happen today. And I mean, look, the last time the series was here, they were three wide across the line at the finish line with Daniel Suarez nipping Ryan Blaney and Kyle Busch. By Busch finished third and finished 0.007 of a second behind the winner. So, could this be Kyle Busch winning the race, who missed the playoffs for the first time since 2012? But it doesn't have a victory yet. Could he get that win? Could it be Martin Truex Jr., who's never won on a drafting style track, and this is his final season of Cup? Could it be Denny Hamlin, who's had all sorts of issues, with the 2311, with what we just talked about, but also with a penalty a few weeks ago that took away some points because of an engine issue that wasn't related to the team, but was with more Toyota Racing Development and more of a mistake that they made. Or could it be like you mentioned some of those other guys, or it could be somebody like Michael McDowell, who's starting on the pole today, who's not in the playoffs and, looking for his first win. I mean, that's the beauty of this, of NASCAR is, unlike the NFL, like when the playoffs start, and obviously it's just the playoff teams here, it's everybody. So, the teams that aren't in the playoffs could make an impact on those who are in the playoffs, and whether that's getting caught in a crash or winning a race and preventing somebody from advancing to the next round. So, I mean, honestly, I don't mean it to be a cop-out, but I'm really looking to see what happens today. And somebody asked me earlier this weekend, like, who's your favorite? Who's your pick to win? I was like, I don't know, because it could be any of about 30 drivers. And I'm just really looking forward to watching it today.
You know, Sam and Dustin, from my seat, it looks like NASCAR is in a really good spot right now. I mean, compared to where we were about 5 years ago. Yeah, if you're going to have a playoff, we'd love it that it starts right here in Atlanta, the Quaker State 400, available at Walmart and giving us a second race here in town. But when you think about a few years ago, just pre-pandemic, and what the sport was going through and the car changes and things like that, and then you look at the sport right now, Dustin, and you got these road races, you got the Clash, which seamlessly seems to be moving from California here out to the East Coast because of whatever the reason the change is for. You got the Chicago race. You got all the stuff going on with this sport. You got some new big names. NASCAR's in a good seat right now, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I mean, things are going really well. They've got a new media rights deal for next year. They're going to be racing in Mexico City. That'll be the first points race internationally for the Cup Series since 1958. And that Mexico City race is next year. Like you mentioned, the Clash is moving to Bowman Gray Stadium in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. So that's something a little different. But, you still have your regular, the regular sites that you go to. They'll be going to Atlanta twice next year. Obviously, this race next year will be in the summer. It'll be part of their in-season tournament. Think about like the NBA. PGA's in-season tournament and some of the excitement and interest that has created. That's what they're looking to do in the racing form of that next season with Atlanta being a part of it. So that'll be fun. So you still a lot of things. Obviously, there's season's going to start with the Daytona 500. Always going to have that big race there, and it's going to end next year at Phoenix. And there's going to be a lot of wildness in between. But until we get there, it's again today with Atlanta, and really looking forward to it. And for those who aren't able to come out to the track, I'll say with our broadcast on USA Network is that you will see every green flag lap of racing. There will not be a break to commercial where it's the full screen where it's just of the commercial. Even if we go to commercial, it'll be the you'll have the box showing the race and the box showing the commercial. So watching on USA Network, you'll have the opportunity to watch every green flag lap of racing because you just never know what's going to happen at this track.
What is this, man? We're doing NASCAR-like soccer. You know what I mean? The Dustin Long.
Hey, that's not a bad thing. I mean, look, I want to see as much action as I can, and we're certainly trying to provide it. Something we did at Daytona a few weeks ago, and something we'll do at Talladega here later in the playoffs as well.
Fantastic, fantastic. Dustin, always great catching up with you. Great to have you in town, folks. Dustin Long.
Yeah,
he is social. Don't forget, you can always find him at Dustin Long, all lowercase. And we're so happy that he's spending some time with us this morning.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You got a go-to place when you come to town?
Yeah. Well, what's your spot?
I'm always at the track. So it's just whatever I can grab and go, unfortunately. So there are a lot of great places, and I've had some great meals here in Atlanta in the past, and I had some great stuff in downtown or even gone up to Buckhead at times in the past a long time ago. So just a lot of great areas, and even some stuff over on the over by the zoo, a couple places that there were really good places to eat. Okay. So I tried to venture out throughout Atlanta.
Media Center recently has been catered by Mary Max.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he's doing good then. Does he know that? Does he know about Mary Max?
Mary Max. That's who's catered the
You need to tell him a
little
bit about Mary Max.
I think
so.
So
he knows where he's eating.
Yeah, if Mary Max is catering today, you got your good meal. You got your Sunday dinner.
All right. Sounds good.
There you go. Dustin, as always, man, we appreciate it, and we'll be talking to you soon, buddy.
Thanks a lot, Dustin.
All right. Sounds good. Have a great one, guys.